Hola.
Hola. Okay, I'm really glad to be here with you this afternoon, and I'm really nervous to be here, but I'm really happy because today I have the time and the opportunity to share testimony that has been in my life and testify about Jesus, which is the most important thing we can do. My name is John Down, and it means kindness, right? But you can call me David, right? David John, or David. David is in Spanish. As you can see, I came from a Spanish-speaking country, right? It's Colombia. You came from Colombia. I was born and raised in Colombia. My parents are Korean, but yeah, I had this opportunity to be born and raised there. And my testimony is about that. As I said, I was born and raised in Colombia, but my parents, they raised me as a Korean. So it was really difficult. And even though Colombia is a really good place, a place where you might think every place is violent, things like that, it's not like that. It's a really good place to live. But the thing is that even though it's a really good place to live, as a Colombo Korean, it was really hard for me because I felt that I didn't fit. So when I was in the school, when I was in college, it was really difficult for me because when they really like to dance, I think a panda can dance much better than me. Or if they like coffee, I prefer tea and things like that. I grew as a Korean in a Colombian environment. So it was really difficult. And I studied medicine, and I didn't feel happy either. So I was like, God, why did you send me here? Why am I here in Colombia? I felt really bad. My ego was like crushed, and I was like, God, I was really angry. So I began to blame Colombia. And if I'm lonely, it's because of Colombia. It's not because of me. It's not because I'm a sinner. It's because of Colombia. I hate Colombia. I even said, I hate Colombia a lot. And then I had the chance to come here to Korea 2 years ago. It was my first time, and I thought, in Korea I'm going to be happy. In Korea I'm going to find my home. In Korea I will get the chance to be me. But then I came to Korea and I didn't feel that. I felt like I don't fit here either. It's not my home. And don't misunderstand me, I really like Korea, especially the food. Patbingsu is the best invention of Korean people. I really love patbingsu. But yeah, I didn't fit here, and I didn't fit in Colombia either. So I asked God, I'm not from here, I'm not from there. And I was going to show you before, but I'm so nervous. So I have two nationalities. I'm Korean passport and also Colombian passport. So I have two nationalities. I am from Colombia and Korea. But I was praying, God, where am I from? Where I am from? Because everybody wants to know where is he from. So I was, God, please tell me where I'm from. Because I don't feel Korean, and I don't want to be totally Korean, and I don't feel Colombian, and I don't want to be totally Colombian. So I realized, my passport is this one, right? The Bible. So every time you see down, it's me. So get down, sit down, that's me. In Korean version, I don't down, that's me. Yeah, but just kidding, but really, this is my passport, and I realize I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I belong to Jesus. I belong to heaven. So I have three nationalities. Yeah, envy me. But I'm really happy because I realize that my citizenship, my nationality is from heaven. And even though I live here in Korea or I live in Colombia, I am from heaven. And I realize I am an ambassador. So before I had this disjunction, like struggle, like who am I, where am I from? But now I realize that I'm from heaven. So as an ambassador, as a man from heaven, I realize that we must be like salt, right? Like salt. Jesus said that you are the salt of the world. But we are the salt of Korea, we are the salt of Colombia. And if you see the chemical compounds of salt, what does it have? Sodium and chloride, right? But sodium has one characteristic. Yes, it is that water really likes sodium. So where Jesus goes, we go. And where sodium goes, water goes, right? So we must be really salty. Really, really salty. In Korea, salty means chada is, you are really stingy, right? But in Colombian, chada means like salado, right? Salado, it means you are very, you don't have luck. You have a really bad luck. But in the Bible, I realized that we must be really salty. Why salty? Because Jesus is the water. Jesus is the living water, and whoever drinks from him will never be thirst again. So we must make people to be thirst of God, thirst of Jesus. So we must be really salty. Because, for example, if you go to the doctor and he finds that you have hypertension, what does he say? Don't eat salty. Right? But in the gospel, we must be really salty. And we must make people feel thirst. And we must people like wonder, who am I? Where am I from? And they must realize, as me, that we are not from here, we are from there, in the heaven. So in this time, I don't hate Colombia. I don't hate Korea. I love Korea. I love Colombia. Why? Because this is the place, those are the places where God sent me. And that's what we as Koreans have to do. Not be just, I'm Korean, so it's okay. I have to be in Korea, that's okay. No. We must be global. We must see farther. We must be like Abraham, who saw farther, right? He saw with faith. And we have to see with faith. We have to see what we cannot see. And I think, yeah, that's a short testimony, but it's like a review of my life. I really hate Colombia. I really hate Korea, but now I don't, because I realize where I am from, and I am from heaven, from the kingdom of God, and I have a really important task, and it is to be salty, really salty, not bad luck, not chada. The people who knows me knows that I'm not that chada, not singy, but yeah, so yeah, I invite you to be really salty and love the place where you are and have the faith of Abraham to see farther. Okay, that's all. Let's pray. Father God, we are really thankful because you are good. You are love. And even though we don't realize why are we here, why are we living this ephemeral life? You are there, and you are teaching us and making us realize that we are yours. So please, God, keep us the faith to see farther and
we be resolved. In the name of Jesus.